Good morning.
Good morning.
Quentin Johnson, I better introduce you.
Yeah.
And your purpose for being here, which is to review A Small Town in Ukraine by Bernard
Wasserstein, I think is the way
you pronounce him.
By the way, Chaka Khan did a really good song called Julia, which is from a musical of 1984. It's a lovely song. Anyway, yes, this book is by a guy called Bernard Wasserstein, and he's a British historian. He's written a number of books, mostly about the Jews. He's Jewish himself. And this book sort of has two parallel narratives, I guess you'd say. One is about a family in Berlin. It's non-fiction. In Berlin in the 30s, and the father's name is Berl Wasserstein. So the man, Berl Wasserstein, is this author's grandfather. So they're there sitting in Berlin, and the family realises there's Berl, his wife, his daughter, and his son, who's about 16, called Addy. And Addy plays quite a big role in this book. So Berl and his family realise that they have to get out. The Nazis have come, and they're oppressing the Jews. But before they can do anything, both Berl... He's not rich and he's not poor. He manufactures raincoats, Berl does. And he and Addy are arrested by the Gestapo and they're taken to a deportation camp, which is not a concentration camp. It's not a death camp, but it's a deportation camp. They're not treated very well there. But they're released and they go back to Berlin. And Berl realises that they have to escape. So what he does, and I'm not quite sure why he does this, he decides to go back to his hometown. But he says to Addy, the 16-year-old, you've got to get out some other way. You've got to escape somewhere else. But I'm going back to a small town in Ukraine, which is his hometown. And it's called, it's a bit hard to pronounce, but I pronounce it Krakowice. And then the second part of this narrative is the history of this town, this small settlement going right back to the Middle Ages. And this is where the author's real profession is, being an historian. So you find out about the town and you find out how it started and the various people who were living there. Mostly there were Jews. But the problem with the town is that it's in Ukraine and it's right up close to the Polish border. So the history of the town is one of really of oppression, where you get forces in various wars sweeping into the town, burning the houses, killing the men, taking the women away. And then there's periods of peace. And that sort of goes on a bit like that until the 19th century. And then the 19th century, it sort of calms down a bit. The Jews get to be a little bit more powerful. I mean, they're mostly pretty poor and pretty badly treated. And things are okay until the First World War, and then it happens in spades, where the Poles or the Austrians or the Russians sweep into the town, again, burn the houses, oppress the Jews there. And then, again, a period of peace, and then the Second World War happens, and that's where these two stories kind of link up. And it's what happens to the Wasserstein family when they move to Krakowice, and what happens to Addy. And, you know, it's a really good book in the sense that it's very well researched and it's well written, but it's a depressing book. You know, it's hard to read about the things that happen to these people because they're just caught in the meat grinder of history. And the town is right at the apex of all of these different forces that are coming in and messing things up, really.
So hard read content-wise,
yes.
But as a piece of writing... He's a skilled practitioner.
He's very good at it. Yeah, he's very good at it. It's, you know, it's a poignant story. It's a sad story. I mean, I liked two parts of this. One is what happens to Addy. Of course, Addy is only 16 or 17, and he's stuck in Berlin, and he doesn't know what he's going to do. And he tries to go to the British and the Americans, who are taking some refugees, but not a lot at this point. This is in the late 30s. And eventually he finds out that one of the places he could go to which would be okay is Italy. Italy's a fascist country, but they're not so anti-Semitic at this point. So he manages to get to Italy, and then by this sort of extraordinary coincidence, he moves on from there. Now, I mean, when you're reading this book, you know that someone in this family has got to survive because the author is the grandson of Berl. So you presume it's Addy. Somehow Addy must get out. But this extraordinary coincidence is wonderful. And another thing that I liked about the book is at the very end of the book, it finishes, and then there's this afterword, and the author goes to the town of Krakowice in the late 80s, early 90s, and he just wants to see this town, which has been in his family's history. And it's pretty run down. There are weeds growing through the footpath, and the houses are dilapidated. And then he goes back again in about 2017, and it's much better. It's much, you know, it's much improved. But then, of course, just before this book went to press, Putin invaded Ukraine. So he talks about that a little bit at the end too.
Thank you. Quentin Johnson has reviewed A Small Town in Ukraine by Bernard Wasserstein. It's published by Penguin Random House. It costs $40.